You listen to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay. 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com.
Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com and TheAthletic.com joins us. Stoughton, anything stand out in your mind, man? And it's the year of the home run, and we get to the All-Star game, and barely any hits. What the hell's going on?
You know what? I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I was watching the soccer game you guys were just talking about, so I missed a whole bunch of the All-Star game.
Well, that's fair. Hey, we can talk soccer. Hey, how about that young Davies kid? He's pretty good.
Incredible, you know. Future is bright. I hope so. You know, Canadian soccer fans have been, you know, at the international level, been chomping at the bit for a long time for some real success. And I think, you know, it looks like there are some pieces in place that could make it a really good a few years going ahead, maybe even longer than a few years.
Yeah, which would be great. Fantastic. So now Smoke had a hit, then he had a walk, and then he came out of the game. So obviously he'd be pretty happy, I think, with his performance, considering Joey Votto's never had a hit in the All-Star game.
Yeah, which is crazy because he hits literally everywhere else. And is, you know, he's just fun to watch. There were him giving sort of side eye, and Smoke did too during the national anthem there last night. And you know, Joey Votto's just, what can you say? He's on another level in terms of hitting, really.
Now that, you know, there's a three-day break and people exhale and you look at all the standings, what do you make of the Blue Jays? I guess, first of all, what do you make of, you know, all the blisters and so many pitchers saying, hey, wait a sec, like, we got to look at this. It's been the year of the home run, which is great. But what do you make of all the blisters, and is there anything baseball can do about that to eliminate them?
Yeah, you know, I think Rob Manfred, the commissioner, wasn't going to come out and say that he thinks it's a problem. I think he's very much like a politician in that way. But he did sort of acknowledge that they might need to have less broad standards in terms of how the balls are manufactured, which I think is sort of a tacit acceptance of the fact that, yeah, there does seem to be some sort of weird problem going on here. And you know, Marcus Stroman's been vocal about it, which I think is great. And, you know, I think if it really is a problem, more pitchers should be vocal about it, because it seems like it genuinely could be a thing. I mean, I don't want to ascribe too many, you know, individual player performance issues to a thing like that. You know, I'd love to think, hey, maybe Marco Estrada's changeup isn't quite what it was because of something to do with the ball. I mean, unfortunately, I don't think that really holds a lot of water. But, yeah, it's something that they absolutely should look into. And you know, the commissioner's office, I think, should stop worrying about stuff like pace and some of the strange ideas we've heard coming out of there and really be more responsive to a thing like this, like especially when it's coming straight from the players.
Yeah, well, at times I think it's really good to listen to players when it comes to certain aspects of a sport, right?
Yeah.
And this would be obviously one. Because I could see if it was just one or two guys, you'd say, okay, whatever. But this has been rampant across the whole league. And to a lot of starting pitchers, and like you, well, look in Toronto, right? Nobody there being impacted maybe more than Sanchez. And the problem is the pitchers, they're competitive people. So even once it starts to wear down, they're like, okay, rest. Well, they don't want to take too much rest. And it's been basically an ongoing thing for him all season now.
Yeah, it has. And he said it's been going back to last year as well. But, I mean, I think obviously the degree to which it became serious this year is just shown by the fact that he's taken the time off and has really tried to get it right and not tried to pitch through it. Maybe that speaks to just how bad or how different the balls might be in this season. I don't know. I mean, I think it's probably a really subtle difference can make a big difference. I mean, you see that across baseball. But I do agree with what you were saying earlier as well that, you know, you maybe don't want to listen to players on every single thing, or we'd be, you know, no one would ever get suspended for throwing a baseball at somebody's head or hitting them in the ribs intentionally and stuff like that, where I think, yeah, it's probably true to have somebody who isn't so close to the game policing it rather than just letting the players go nuts themselves.
And I totally forgot, of course, Major League Baseball came to their senses, and last night's result has no bearing on the World Series team with the best record, which is actually something. It used to rotate NL to AL regardless of record, but it's back to best record, so that's a good thing for baseball. So appreciate everybody reminding me of that one. Totally forgot. The Jays with all the blisters and you know, injuries to a lot of their key guys. Like, it's funny, I read everybody saying, oh, Josh Donaldson, like, The Jays trading Josh Donaldson, to me, doesn't make a bunch of sense. Does it to you?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I understand why you think you can get a bounty of prospects back for him, though. I mean, his value maybe is a little diminished the way he's played this year and the fact that there's only 1 year left on the contract. But sure, a lot of teams would be lining up to get a guy like that onto their team. He's obviously incredible, and you would be able to get something really good for him. But this whole idea of punting on this year and next year is a bit crazy to me. I mean, I know Jays fans are really frustrated with the losing, and sometimes I think it's people don't realize, you know, a good team will lose 45% of its games. Like, you're going to see a lot of losses, and I know their record isn't great right now, and they've probably not played as well as they could. But I hear a lot of people who sort of want to insist, oh, you know what, this is who they are. This is, you know, every time it goes bad, that's who they are, and every time it goes well, that's who they are, and this year it's gone bad more than good. So I think people have this impression of them that they're a less talented team than they really are. I did a piece today where I went down, you know, through the whole roster and through the guys who are going to be back next year and where they may be getting internal replacements, you know, in the outfield. I think it's been a problem for them, but they've got guys like Dalton Pompey and Anthony Alford coming up. And when you really look at it and you take a hard look and see who's going to be here next year, there's a lot of good pieces and pieces of a team that I think a lot of people would think could be a contender. I mean, a lot of people thought those same pieces made this year's team a contender. So, you know, I'm not pie in the sky optimist. I'm not saying, you know, plan the parade for 2018 or certainly not for this year. But there's a lot of really good pieces here. And I think the Blue Jays can be good going forward. And so they don't really need to do that whole burn it down kind of rebuild that I think a lot of fans for some reason think would be the best path.
Do you think Batista has any value?
Not really. I mean, I don't think he has a ton of value. I think he may have more value to the Blue Jays in 2017 than whatever he could get back. Plus, he has 10-5 rights, which means he can veto any trade. Any player who's been in the league for more than 10 years and with the same team for the last five gets automatic no trade, basically. So that complicates moving him. But, you know, right now he's a league average hitter and a DH playing in right field. So I don't see that a lot of teams are going to be clamoring to give up stuff for him just based on his reputation as a hitter. And there's that other part of his reputation that maybe will make teams a little bit reluctant as well.
Well, the one thing about his reputation as a hitter is the guy's come through with some big hits at key times in the playoffs. And, like, I wonder if you're a team, like, if any team's going to acquire him, it's going to be a team that's clearly feeling like they got a legit chance to win. So why would he necessarily be opposed to getting traded? Now, I don't know his family situation or, like, if he's got kids living with him and his wife and everything in Toronto or not. But, like, if you're at his age, and I don't care if it's Houston or the Yankees or somebody comes calling, wouldn't you want to go?
Yeah, me personally, I absolutely would. I mean, I don't know what he gets from booster juice for staying in Canada as opposed to being in a market where they don't exist. But I'm sure that's small enough that, you know, the chance to go to a winner would be something that he would look at. But it complicates it, in the sense also that maybe there's a couple teams and he's forcing your hand to go one way or the other. And honestly, I think that, you know, the Jays are probably going to be a bit quiet at the deadline. I think more quiet than people are ready to admit or ready to believe just yet. And they're still, you know, there's still a bit of a wild card race that they're in, and things can change pretty quickly. And I think Batista might have more value down the stretch to the Blue Jays than whatever, you know, little prospect they can get back, because I don't think I see a lot of value coming back for it.
Yeah, and that's totally fair. So who do you think has value that's a realistic trade option for the Jays?
For me, I mean, it's tough. I think once Joe Smith gets healthy, that's not a sexy name to start with. But he's had a great year in the bullpen, and relievers are guys that, you know, are gonna have an opportunity to be traded to contenders. I think he's somebody who could help somebody else out if the Jays feel that they get a good enough offer for him. You look at guys like a Jay Happ could be a really big trade chip for the Jays if they wanted to go about it that way, if they thought that, you know, they could use him to acquire a piece for next year's rotation and beyond, because Happ is signed for next year. Which means that a team would get him for, you know, a playoff run this year and another good year out of him next year, most likely. So there's definitely value to that. I don't know if you get a guy who can plunk right into your starting rotation next season for Jay Happ, though. And beyond, you know, for me, it's those kind of guys, though. It's the guys with a little bit of term. I think Steve Pierce looks like he's sort of surplus to requirements, and you could probably flip him for something. Justin Smoke has a really interesting, had an interesting first half of the season, obviously. He's got a long track record of failure, but a team might be really interested in a bat like that, and he has a year left plus an option year, so he's potentially valuable to the Blue Jays too. You know, he could be here for 3 years if he hits like this. I mean, why would you want to get rid of him?
Well, at his price tag, to me, it makes no sense to trade him at this point. I'd be surprised by it. Now, you look at Houston, and clearly right now, I don't think there's any debate. They're the best team in baseball, and definitely the best team in the American League. Do you see, like, is it just getting another arm just to have depth in case of injuries? Is that the only thing they might look to acquire?
I think so. I mean, yeah, it's just they're in that enviable position of a contender where you could think of a guy like Bautista as even a bench bat if you really wanted to go that far. I don't think that they would do that, but I think you know, you want to get another arm. You want to strengthen your bullpen, even though your bullpen's good. You know, they are just so well set up that you know, they can really let the market come to them and not have to worry too much about, oh, we have to fill this need, because they're just they're a well-oiled machine right now.
Stouts, as always, man, great stuff. We appreciate it. What's your prediction? Will the Jays sell Stan Pat or just make a minor move?
You know, I think minor move / Stan Pat. I don't think it's going to be the big sell-off that people are sort of excited about. I think they're going to Stan Pat mostly.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, man. Thanks.
Andrew Stouten from The Athletic and BlueJaysNation.com.